arrived, we want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to our relationship podcast, Simplify Complexity. It is a new year, and we thought to kick off the new year, we can talk about relationship goals. But before we get to that, first, we really want to encourage you to give Harris Booker a call at 909-717-4886. And Harris has a big heart. He just wants to share insurance advice to you. And so give him a call if you, especially as we're in the new year, you're trying to make new goals and really having that security of insurance for you and your family is important. So give him a call just to get more information about that. Again, 909-717-4886. So with that said, man, I just want to say Happy New Year to you, bro.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well.
Right. So I know, you know, with the baby and just the many different adventures of life, how things been going with you?
Right. Things have been going great. Hopefully it's nothing too new happening in this new year either.
you're trying not to get that third one?
Right. I'm already strapped with these two kids.
Right. I know how it feels. So please forgive us if we haven't had a podcast in the last couple of weeks, just with Christmas and with family. I guess you could say we took a little bit of time off, but we're going to hit it strong in the new year. And to kick off the new year, we're going to talk about relationship goals. You know, many times when people step into the new year, they have resolutions. And I don't think it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing when we don't strive to try to keep those resolutions. Exactly. But it's important to have goals and to have maybe a new year goal or two goals is important, and especially within relationships. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about new year goals, but we're going to split it up in three different categories. We're going to talk about new year's goals for those who are single, New Year's goals for those who are maybe dating slash courting, kind of depending on, you know, where you're at in that phase. And then we're going to talk about New Year goals for marriage. So this podcast is actually going to be a three-part series. And so the first part will be on singleness. The second part will be on courting. And the third will be on marriage. And I encourage you to listen to them all. Regardless if you are single, you need to know some of those important things for courting or married. Or if you're courting, you know, you need to know those things about marriage or maybe even singleness. You can encourage somebody in singleness. So no matter where you're at in those three, please listen to all three. And we're going to keep them short, maybe about 10 minutes. So with that said, man, let's jump into our first New Year's goal. So what New Year's goals would you encourage somebody that's single?
Man, you know, stepping into the new year being single, one goal that really comes to mind for me is to do more unselfish acts. Now, what I mean by doing more unselfish acts is, you know, being single, you already kind of have a lot of time because you don't, you know, you don't have another significant other, you know, to really divvy that time up to. So in doing unselfish acts, I'm talking about, you know, going somewhere and volunteering, you know, giving your time to, you know, worthy causes, you know, giving surprise gifts to people, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever been like in a Starbucks line when people pay it forward. What I mean? You know, something like that, something like I said, that's kind of unselfish because it gets you in that mode and it kind of prepares you to, you know, become selfless when you get into a relationship. So I think that's why this is a great goal when you're single.
I like that, man. That's a really good goal. It helps you to get your mind off of self. And you're absolutely right. I mean, we've talked about that a lot, that, you know, marriage, you learn to be a giver, you know, a helper and a sacrificer. And if you're not prepared to do those three, then you're not prepared to get married or step into a relationship. And so learning and helping yourself to go out and be a giver and to do for others and to get into that mindset is a really great idea, man.
Right.
Now, I want to build on top. Oh, go ahead.
I think it just really helps, too, because you know, I know for me, I've been married for 8 years now. You know, I've been with my wife for almost 10 years, you know, from dating to marriage. But, you know, I've talked to people that have been in long relationships and then maybe they're single again. It's kind of an interesting space because it's just like, man, I've been with somebody for so long. Now that I'm single, I don't really know how to get back into the world. You know what I mean? And just like with a simple conversation. So doing these things like, you know, volunteering your time, you're also like, you know, mingling with others. So it helps you to, you know, build that awareness of just how to talk to people, how to communicate with people and just being around people in general.
I think that's an excellent goal. And that's why I was going to actually build on that, because one of the goals I wrote down is build community. community is so important in your singleness. It's actually important in every aspect of the relationship process. But I think sometimes if we're not doing it enough while we're single, and as you said, it gives you the opportunity to where you can build community, you can build friends that aren't necessarily romantic friendships. And so Not all of your friendships have to be romantic. And so when you have that opportunity to, as you mentioned, I'm going to go and volunteer at this particular place. Well, you're building community because you're not just volunteering alone. And then all of a sudden you'll meet more and more people, and that's building a group. And so I was going to add to it, get involved in some type of small group that meets regularly, you know, so whether or not if it's a young adult group, whether or not if it's a singles group, whether or not whatever that group might be, it can be a ministry with inside the church, ushering, or it could be singing. But get involved in a group and let that be a New Year goal. That's something that is very strategic. It's something that you can measure. And to add to that, as we're talking about goals, you know, it's important that you place goals that are measurable. Because that way you can look back and say, okay, well, how am I doing in this area? How am I doing with this goal? And so it's really easy to set a goal that's very abstract, or it's not very measurable, and then you're not really sure how am I doing that particular goal. So so I like that, man. So how you feel about the whole building community?
That's like I said, just kind of piggybacking off of what, you know, what I said my first goal was, I just think that's great, because I think the worst thing that you can do is just be single and just kind of just seclude yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just
right. Close well, yourself and to add to scripture, you know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that, you know, we're not to forsake, you know, the fellowship of one another. And so we're, you know, we're not just giving advice, but we're giving biblical advice, you know. So as you're single, you know, God has a purpose and a plan for you. You know, you're not just what's the word I'm looking for? You're not useless while you're single. Many times we view, well, you know, alone and what can I do alone? But God has a purpose and plan for you even while you're single. And I'll go a step further. Not everybody's meant to marry.
Right.
Exactly. You know, so stop looking for marriage to solve your problems, because that ain't, you know, a relationship ain't going to solve your problems. It's actually just going to add more problems.
Right. Know, that's so. A whole nother dimension of problems.
All right, Missy, you got one more, man, for those who are single.
I would say the other goal is, and I've kind of learned this goal from experience, you know, when I was single versus when I started dating and then got married, is while you're single, take this time. If there's something that you're doing, there's something that you loved, or, you know, you have a talent or a certain passion, try to take this time to master your craft, you know, while you can, while you have the time. And what I mean by that, when I was speaking from personal experience, before I met my wife, man, I was heavily into music. You know, when I was in college, I was enrolled in like classical piano classes, music theory classes, you know, learning to read music, so on and so forth. And then I love to play my piano and do production. But once I got married, you know, that bulk of time that I had, just like 4 hours in the middle of the night to just knock out all the music I want to,
right,
that changed.
Yeah, yes, it does.
So, you know, but your craft doesn't have to be music. It could be, you know, whatever it is, whether you want to, you know, get done with school, or, you know, you want to become a teacher. So you're taking certain classes, or, you know, you're practicing strategies on becoming a better teacher. You know, take this uninterrupted time that you have in your singleness and just put it towards mastering your craft.
Yeah, that's really good, man. I mean, it goes back to the dynamics of marriage, and the dynamics of marriage, you know, is that giving. And so you don't really have that time to really kind of, you do, but you don't, it you're split in your time. And so taking that time to really build on your craft and really build on those things, that are, you know, your part of your calling is valuable. Because you're going to find once you get married and then you have kids and then all these other things, it just makes it a little bit harder. So it definitely does. So that's another great point. I'm actually going to encourage people to grow in Christ. And so I think my last encouragement or goal that I would encourage somebody who's in singleness is grow in Christ. Understand, you know, the nuances of your faith. Have you been discipled? And that's something for anybody that's been a part of my seminars or have been a part of, read, even listened to some of our past podcasts, is I really believe in the importance of building a foundation before you go into a relationship. And so you don't start thinking about a relationship once you get into a relationship. You start thinking about a relationship before you step into a relationship. And that's by first shoring up and building up your relationship with God. Because you'll lose yourself in somebody else if you have not taken time to find yourself in Christ.
Right, exactly. That's great. There's a quote, I don't know where I got the quote from, but it just says, you know, in pertaining to when it comes to finding yourself in Christ and, you know, really becoming a disciple, you know, if you head into a relationship and you don't have that center foundation filled within you, you know what I mean, or you don't have that foundation defined to yourself, somebody else will come along and define it for you.
Yeah, they will. And that all these things, I don't know if you guys, you know, can see it, but see how they all connect. You know, so as you're growing in Christ, well, you're not just meant to grow in Christ, you know, without being connected to the church. And so as we're connected to the church, now I'm growing in my faith. I'm understanding my faith and what does God call for me to do in relationships? You know, what is God's desires in relationship? Well, you learn all those things, you know, in that stage of discipleship. And so I would ask you the question, have you been discipled? And what I mean by discipled is, have you gone through a systematic process where there's someone, a spiritual leader or overseer, who is pouring their Christian experiences in you and you're understanding your faith? And that's really, really, really important. And if you have not done that, then that's something that you can measure. That's something you can do. You can get involved in your church and say, hey, I want to be discipled. I'm sure if you tell your church leaders that I want to be discipled, they will point you in the right direction to a systematic discipleship process. And if they can't, then it's time to find a different church. Mm-hmm. Any last thoughts, man, before we kind of end this particular part one of our New Year's goals, relationship New Year goals?
I think we pretty much capped everything off that, you know, that needed to be as far as being single. I would just say don't be discouraged, even though you're single. You know what I mean? Like you said, you know, God's that was a purpose. Continue this course and you know, be happy in your single.
Okay. All right. I agree 100%. Well, let's go ahead and close in prayer, and then definitely catch the next episode for part two, where we're going to talk about New Year's goals for those who are dating/courting. So, Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for those who are in the wonderful stage of singleness. And, Father, help them to see the blessing that it is. Help them to see how you want to use them in your purpose and plan for them in singleness, and that their purpose doesn't start or their life doesn't start once they get into relationship. But Father, our life and our purpose begins as we get in our relationship with you. And so we love you. We thank you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. We're in the house of the Lord. Yeah. This is what you come for. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. Place I'd rather be, or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.